Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at Allen Ginsberg, the poet.
The famous poet.
He's a 1-3 manifester on the right angle cross of consciousness in the quarter of civilization. He's a fourth color, left fixed. He has an unconscious 63-4, with the 4 also being conscious. And he's got an electromagnetic 35-36.
Yep, the Beat Generation, Beatniks, and of course Alan, it's appropriate that he would have been so involved in sharing communicating, but...
You know, it's interesting within that he's the one that's really most associated with the Beat Generation, and that Kerouac and Burroughs kind of distanced themselves from that. And that part of their problem was that he was seen as the leader, and they really didn't like that, which I think is very interesting because he's the manifester in the group.
Right.
Right?
Oh, no. I mean, we did, in looking at Jack Kerouac, as we had, we really see where he was the individual, the mutative being with his 5125 channel. I mean, we quadruple, and all of that other stuff. And these guys, even down to the writing style, I think. I mean, people don't realize Kerouac had written about 6 books before Howl, which was that poem Allen Ginsberg did, came out.
Well, the whole point of the mutation is to mutate the collective. And so here we have that the collective, Allen Ginsberg, has been mutated. And now, as a purely collective being, right, he is out there. I mean, basically from the time that he read Howl in that bookstore,
right.
He never gave a reading after that it wasn't packed.
Right.
I mean, you know, hundreds and thousands of people came to hear him, right? So in that sense, right, he really, you know, brought it out into the collective. The collective had been mutated, you know, when he got involved.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it was, Norman Mailer said that Allen Ginsberg was the most courageous man in America.
Well, you know, yeah. He was in so many ways. I think that's also the interesting thing about him is that, and it's in his design, this whole, you know, there's lines in there about basically it's that 3-5, you know, victimization, but it's the courage to stand by one's convictions. I mean, he was very controversial because he really spoke out about these taboo subjects, about communism, about homosexuality. You know, that was part of the thing with Howl, was that it was deemed to be obscene, and it actually went to court, and the judge deemed it to be of value, right?
I mean, social
value,
right?
I mean, so, you know, this influence, you know, that he had around these different things that he was sharing whether anybody wanted to hear it or not, you know?
Oh, no. You know, his aura, when you talk about the manifestor aura, and yet here he is, 35th gate, first line, humility. You know, that 25th gate he has twice, but it's... you know, what lines are they? First
lines?
It's that
selflessness in the 25-1, right?
Right. And, but it's ability publicize one's selflessness. And certainly he was good at that. When you look, Open G Center, so always looking for his place. And that 13th gate, first line, empathy, you know, this empathetic person against the war in Vietnam. I mean, they marched with Martin Luther King. I think William Burroughs was there also. But here, fourth gate, fourth line, the role player, actor, you know.
And I think that was actually one of the reasons that, because poetry, I mean, you know, frankly, not many people were into poetry, but that the poetry that he was really doing, I mean, he was creating an experience. And what's interesting, when you actually look at his trajectory over time, and you really see this abstract building of experiences, of, you know, really working with other poets, you know, experimenting with things, continuing to, like, really build, and he's got the 53, so he's the one that, you know, would kind of start things. with his experiment, and then he's off to something else, you know, moving to a whole different place. He's in Paris now. He's in Morocco with those guys, you know.
Ginsberg. I mean, mm-hmm, when Ginsberg, he went to India, you know, and came back with his Om Namah Shivaya, you know, and this Indian energy. I mean, he, what, built Naropa University with...
That's interesting. I had not known this before. Yeah, he got very involved with Trungpa Rinpoche, and he actually met him. He ran into him in New York. They were both trying to take the same cab. So this third line, you know, bumping into things, that's how he actually met Trungpa, got involved with Buddhism, got involved with, you know, creating the Kerouac, you know, Center of Poetry for the Disembodied Poet or whatever. I mean, you know.
No, and he did, I mean, you know, as this manifester, and to say, okay, the generative ability and the identity and the, you know, open splenic center, so just never, but no activations,
and
really kind of being fearless. What Norman Mailer said is, oh, he was fearless and no activations in his heart center, and that could be a person that's proving himself isn't part of the thing at all. But definitely finding his place, finding his role, and being a being able to act in many different ways that really someone like Kerouac with his defined G had to be himself. I mean,
well, there was going to be this, I'm not sure where, there was going to be this protest, and the Hell's Angels actually came out and they were like ripping the banners apart and saying, you know, you communists, go home. And all of that, and he actually went and met with them. I mean, I think this is the power of this open G, right? He went, he met with the Hell's Angels, he talked to them, they had this long meeting, and in the end they thought a lot of him, and they did not come the next day to the big protest that everybody was coming to, right? And so I do think that that was his ability to be in all these different places with all these different people and kind of fit in and move around, and you know, really made all these different acquaintances throughout his life in different, you know, in different arenas.
Right. No, when you look, no conscious definition, and that head ajna definition doesn't get to the throat. So you would say to someone if you were giving them a reading that writing would be an important way to get their mental activity out, and he has all three of those mental formats up there. You know, so this can be a very inspiring person, which he was, you know, and...
Well, and, it, you know, it's interesting because we talk about these people with the open heads that are thinking about, you know, what isn't important, right? Now, he's here, and he's here to be thinking about what's really important, and he really was. I mean, he was thinking about war and you know, the rights of the individual and, you know, all sorts of things like that, and... in fact, had the ability to manifest that through his writing, through his communication, and to get other people thinking about these kinds of things.
Yeah, yeah, no. You know? I mean, when you think about the stuff he had to endure, and here he is, 36 gate, third line, endure crisis, embrace change, you know, in this abstract emotional process. But also, he's an emotional manifester, you know.
That's right. With single-mindedness, right? I mean, I thought it was interesting, you know, his Pluto's in the 39. I mean, he has a lot of gates and individuality, although he has no individuality, right? But this single-mindedness, in 1955, you know, he saw a psychiatrist. There was a certain, obviously, delicacy about the guy. And so, really, at that point in 1955, he quit working. He became a poet full-time. So from, you know, 1955 till the end of his life, this is all he did was write poetry and read poetry.
Right.
And you know, this kind of single-mindedness, I think, that this was what it was about for him. This was who he was.
No, 43rd gate, third line. I'm just laughing. You know, that's about certainty that withstands condemnation, you know.
Well, yes, and especially, I mean, the whole thing with the homosexuality. I mean, he was probably one of the few people that in this period of time, probably from the time that he was about 20, so we're talking, you know, like 46 or whatever, he lived an openly homosexual life, right?
Right.
And believed in the rights for the homosexual. I mean, he was leading that charge for sure. And, took a lot of grief for that.
Oh, yeah, right angle cross of consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
The blind energy to make progress. Been there, done that. We have to move on. And with that fourth color also, this develops with other people. So it takes a village in a way. When you see that, wow.
Well, he's purely collective. I mean, he's not going to do this by himself. He's left fixed, which also supports this, single-mindedness that he actually had. And really, this necessity of, he was social. I mean, he had to be involved with a lot of people most of the time. I mean, it's interesting, he's got that first line, right? The 1-4 and the moon, aloneness,
right.
Aloneness as a medium of creativity,
right?
I think this was probably also part of the moving around, right? Of suddenly he's done here and he's so well known and everybody wants this, that, whatever, that now he's got to move to a different place.
Well,
he
was good because he kind of had a super, an ability to have that kind of superficial personality. But that 35-36 channel, a jack of all trades, I mean, open G center with that, this is a person that's gone to many places, is moving to many places, you could say looking for his place, but, and maybe his place was wherever he was. And, so it isn't like he was, I have to find where I fit or where I belong, but that he can belong in so many
different places,
take on the coloration, just as you were saying with the Hell's Angels.
I think, and have the experiences, that he was so driven in this experiential way and had this capacity to actually communicate and build on,
right.
All of these experiences. I mean, he started out, his mother was mentally ill. I mean, so he was a child that was raised with a mother that, was in and out of mental institutions, I guess a lot of that is in that poem, Howl. He wrote another poem about her. But these kind of difficulties in the experiences that he had that really informed, because most of his poetry, it's like it's about his process. I mean, he's a 1-3. What else is he going to actually talk about,
right?
That's really it. Yeah. But that his process is really one that can impact the whole collective.
Yeah. Right? No, that 63rd gate, third line, Design Sun, new beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about, putting his experience, because here he is, very abstract definition, and then his logical mind, which is informed by the 61 and the 64 in its expression of the pattern.
Right.
But his use of language and structure and come with that 43rd gate.
And the 61 is that fourth line of research. All this business about the depth of the inner truth. I mean, his spiritual life and his spiritual research in that point, really getting involved in these different. And they said, He would sing mantras. I guess he even did it on Buckley's show at one point, right?
Right.
And, he was into Krishna, and he was into Buddha, and, all of this real, kind of this first line, really, investigating and doing this research about what was really true in this world at a spiritual level, as well as, I think, this very mundane level.
Yeah. I Allen Ginsberg, I mean, as you said, that poem. And Jack Kerouac's the one who said it's the beat generation. He coined the beat phrase, And I'm just a big fan of Kerouac and how these people, like Ginsberg, really benefited from his mutation.
Well, I think that's actually what's fascinating about the chart with the two of them, is that Ginsberg has the 14 and Jack Kerouac has the 2. And that between the two of them, they've got the beat.
Right.
And that, they really started, in some ways you could see, it's like they started this heartbeat that hasn't stopped today. And that, Ginsberg ended up being a real bridge between some of these early beat people, the beatniks that came afterwards, right?
And the hippies.
And the hippies, because he lived so much longer, obviously, than Kerouac. But he was also designed to be able to really, be sharing across, I think, and with the mental definition, really, across time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. No, I agree 100%, Teresa. But until next time, say good night, Teresa.
Good night, Teresa.